Blog Talk Radio.
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me.
Standing up or sitting down, if your feet are on the ground, what you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Think about it.
As you live from day to day, the choices are yours to make. What you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Come on now.
Keep your head up to the sky and do more than just survive. What you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Do it for me.
What you got to lose?
Tell me, tell me.
Tell me what you got to lose. What you got to lose?
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
What you got to lose? Can you dig it?
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Say that one time.
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Can you tell me what you got?
Hello and welcome to the What You Got to Lose talk show, where knowledge is power and accurate knowledge is revolutionary. I'm your host, Sherwood Grant, a holistic personal trainer, and we are in the week two of the What You Got to Lose program, 12-week program, and I have the ladies here today. We were giving written home exercises of last week, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, and I wanted to encourage people to, if you missed last week's show, definitely go to Blog Talk Radio, What You Got to Lose talk show, and check it out. I will have it posted on my website, SherwoodAGrant.com, very shortly, and I have created a Facebook page that will be going live probably by tomorrow, trying to get some more things on it, called What You Got to Lose talk show. And that would be a place that people can share ideas, comments, thoughts, whatever the case may be, you know, social places for talk show itself. I want to welcome the ladies that are here today. And as we get started, we're going to just get a chance to kind of get to know one another. You know, last week I told my story as to why, how, when I got involved with health and fitness. This week, we get a chance to hear the story of the individuals that are here today. I have five ladies here present. The class is a little bit larger, but we will utilize what we have right now. I'm going to go around to the table to my left and allow each individual to kind of introduce themselves. Kavina, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good, good. I want to make sure I encourage all those that speak, definitely speak up loud, and I can actually move the mic a little bit closer to you. We can always just kind of pass the mic, you know, to make sure that you become really clear and
okay.
Serious thought. So, Kavina, well, first of all, we all know that this particular group was gathered together because of the 30-30 group that we all are part of, and that group was created by
myself, Beatrice.
Okay, yeah, Beatrice created a group called 30-30, and that was designed to encourage people to have a fixed goal of some sort for 30 days after month, and it's a cool concept, and majority, if not everyone that is part of this program came from that group. So, Kavina, we know where we got you from.
Yeah.
All right. So, what made you even to be encouraged by the 30-30 group to be able to participate in something regarding health and fitness?
It just came at the right time. I had finally hit a roadblock in my life where I was like, enough is enough. I've watched myself substantially grow 60 pounds over the past 10 years. And Beatrice, who's the creator of 30 and 30, is my stylist, and we're friends on Facebook, and she invited me. I accepted, and it's a great community.
Good. What kind of goals have you set for yourself, or are you looking to achieve during this time period, or not just with what you got to lose, but in general with regarding health and fitness?
Well, my goals that I set for myself in 2013 was continued health and prosperity. And I figured, because I own my own business, I'm a general contractor, and I'm also a managing broker of a real estate firm, 600 units. People judge you by your appearance when you first walk into a room. And I know that I generate a lot of business interest by the way that I look. You know, people, but again, because of that judgment. And for the first time in my life, I feel insecure. So how can I continue to grow and flourish if I'm not comfortable in my own shoes?
Gotcha. So what are your specific goals?
50 pounds.
Okay, you got a weight goal.
I have a weight pound of weight goal of 50 pounds, yes.
Okay. How much time have you given yourself to achieve that?
This year?
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Birthday coming up, or a time period, a wedding? I mean, what's going to mark, like, this year, like the end of this year?
End of this year. I was trying to set realistic goals, because I am a taskmaster, and one of the things that we listed in our homework was what our issues and bad habits were. I get easily defeated. I go in head first, hunger, eager, and then if I start to fall short, then it's kind of like, oh, forget it. And so I'm trying to make manageable goals. I know if I do it sooner, wonderful. But as long as I hit the target within this year, I'd be satisfied with that.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, let's pass the mic on. You know what? Before we do that, I think we get a chance to have a good enough time. I see you gave me your homework assignment, so mm-hmm. I thank you for that, because it's so important that people are diligent and staying on task regarding their assignments, especially the written home exercises that I provide. You have two sheets there.
I do.
And when you started to write it down, you said this is not your first time keeping a diary.
Correct.
All right. And when you started to write down the things that were in, or the things that you were ingesting, was there any revelation that you reached?
Not really. Let me explain why. One of the good habits that I think that I have is I'm very conscious of what I'm doing, whether it's bad or good. If I'm eating too much, if I'm having a drink that I know I shouldn't have, I'm doing it with a conscious choice, which probably makes it worse. But keeping a diary, because we weren't counting calories, and this is something new, and trying to re-educate myself, I just went into it with an open mind and just did the assignment without expectation.
Good. Well, I'm going to have you do this. Can you make sure you have your pen and paper ready? Generally, what I do as a group when I get diaries, I kind of give like a little report card, you know, as far as suggestions.
We were not aware of that.
Yeah. I'm glad I did not
make it. I would have been a little cleaner. If I knew I was going to be graded, but okay.
And it's not a report card in that instance. A report card, you know, it's almost like a look at my 5-year-old report card. There's not A's or B's or anything. It's just that it's the need improvement, success, or whatever the case may be, and that's kind of what it is.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you some suggestions as to what I see right away that you can make some changes in. One of the things I want you to note, because even though they may change daily, but I'm going to kind of glance over what I see and give you just some key things that I think that will really help. One, we want to start to ingest something within 30 minutes upon getting up.
Okay.
All right, so you don't want to elapse a lot of time. You're not too far from it. But I definitely want to start to keep your mind. There's certain days, definitely, is longer than others. But definitely think about 30 minutes upon getting up, ingesting something. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to sit down and eat something. It could be a cup of tea.
Okay.
It could be a handful of fruit, a half of a fruit. It could be, you know, just something to kind of stimulate the body's digestive system to get to moving, because it worked hard for those hours that it was asleep. And when it gets up in the morning, the first thing it wants to do is eliminate, and the second thing it wants to do is nourish. You know, so the elimination generally happens right away. You're either going to have a bowel elimination mm-hmm. or a urine elimination, mm-hmm. and that generally takes place right away. So you want to also replenish the body with either water or fluid or something digestible that it can quickly digest. All right. Also, I suggest that you increase your water intake just a little bit. You're not totally consistent. It's not too bad, but I want to make sure that these things that I'm sharing is in general for everyone. So everyone should be able to benefit from some of these things. So definitely we want to get I'm not one to say, hey, do half your body weight or try to count ounces, but I love to see anywhere over close to 80 ounces of water because, take that back. 8 times 8 is what?
64.
All right.
And that's generally what I try to do, 64 ounces
right.
a day.
Okay. I usually like to see about 80, you know, 10 glasses of water a day. You know, if you can get a glass when you get up, you drink 8 ounces or 8 to 10 ounces. If you get a glass before your meal, because I don't suggest that you drink water or fluids per se during your meal. If you get glasses in between even snack times, before your snacks, you know, you'll stay pretty hydrated. 8 ounces is not a lot of water, especially if you're a water drinker and you got some good, clean, refreshing water. You know, so anywhere from 60 to 80 ounces, 64 ounces to 80 ounces I like to see. I also will suggest that you have a consistency of eating about every 3 hours, eating something every 3 hours. What I noticed too with your, like for instance, your smoothie is a little busy. So let's.
But it tastes so good.
Yeah, it's just a little busy. You have the mango and the pineapple, which is cool. They go together just about, you know. You got strawberry, bananas. I think I talked about, I'll be coming out with a digestive list very shortly and share that with you. Things that go together that you should eat together and things that you probably shouldn't because it kind of challenges the body to digest the food. You don't want to send the body in a whole lot of different signals at one time.
Okay,
you know?
So what do you suggest for a morning smoothie?
Well, I love the fruit and the salad thing.
Okay.
All right, so I didn't see you had any green stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggest you put green
later in the day.
Yeah,
okay.
I suggest that you put a little green in there if you're going to do a morning smoothie so you can add a little green stuff in there. I also suggest that you step away from the yogurt. It's not needed. This pina colada yogurt, I'm not sure if that just added a little bit of frill to it.
It did. It's low fat, it's good.
Yeah.
We don't
do the low fat or I don't suggest the low fat or no sugar or all that. That's kind of overkill.
Okay.
Try to start from the basic and learn how to make it taste good. Another key element with smoothies that a lot of people overlook is using herbs. Once you learn how to use herbs and get some cilantro, put some fresh ginger in it, put some parsley in it, you know, use herbs, put some cayenne in it, you'll be surprised. Just like the herbs make your food, enhances your food, it will enhance your smoothie too, and it becomes more refreshed. Put some mint in it, some spit. You know, another key thing with smoothies that a lot of people don't know, I'm going to share all my little secrets. teas are great. So you get herbal teas, and I'm not just talking about your Lipton or Nest tea or none of that kind of stuff. I'm talking about if you get teas like, for instance, in my 28-day program, I have teas like burdock, nettle, clover, chamomile, red raspberry, fennel. You know, we're talking about some real teas that are from real plants. You know, none of that mixture type stuff, orange this or berry that, you know, real herbal teas because they have more nutrients in them. So use that actually as a juice or a liquid as a foundation to fill your smoothie. You're going to find that to be very refreshing. So teas with the herbs really works out a lot. And you can tone it down just a little bit to be busy.
Okay.
Save some of the fruit for snacks.
Okay.
You know, or for another smoothie. You know, don't overdo it, you know, and it'll have you to save money, because a lot of people say it costs a lot to eat. And I said, no, you just have to have the right combination and spread it out throughout the day, and you'll be satisfied.
Okay.
And let's see. The other thing that I'll probably point out, look like you're kind of consistent in getting at least a bowel movement a day.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I'll point out is we want to get at least two. We want to start to do things or make choices to get us two bowel movements a day. So I will be sharing probably a more of a report card later on next week, just so you can have it.
Okay.
I want to just touch on some basics, because I want to definitely make sure I get to everyone. We're going to talk about a meal plan, because that'll help to control a lot of the variations of things that that you eat. Because a lot of times, like I say, we eat too many things and we're not consistent enough. But you are getting definitely several meals in throughout the day. And it just looks busy. That's all I look when I first look at it. It just looks real busy. You know. But that's good. I see you got some moods in here. So good. Good diary. Let's pass the mic.
Okay, Barbara, you're up. Laughing at me.
Yes, Barbara is up. Barbara, can I have your meal plan? How are you today, Barbara?
Today I'm good.
All right. So what inspired you, Barbara, to get into the health and fit? I know you made mention earlier that you have been on Weight Watchers for the last 18 months almost.
Yeah.
What started you in that journey then?
I don't know. I just walked in and I was there.
Okay.
And then 7 days later, I went on an all-inclusive vacation. But they told me some great tips to use while I was on vacation. They was like, you're going to live, so do what you can do. But make sure you drink your water. Make sure you eat 4 to 5 servings of vegetables and take the skin off your chicken. And sure enough, I drank and ate what I wanted, basically. And I did lose that first week while I was on vacation and on Weight Watchers. So I got into it, but I've gotten to the point where I was at a standstill after 8 months. And I lost 45 pounds in 8 months. But for the last, I want to say 10 months, I've been like standstill. Mm-hmm. I'm bouncing between 45 and 47. But I'm trying different things just to keep it going before I give up, basically.
Give up on what?
Losing weight, losing, getting off the scale. Stop looking at the scale. Yeah.
Well, that's probably your first goal, is to definitely not be so challenged.
And to make the right choices. I'm not making right, as you can see my diary, it's a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing, I cook nothing at the house. Everything is basically in the street. And I'm picking and choosing the wrong thing. I'll start off breakfast and lunch basically okay. It's when I, dinner time at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time picking, making choices, making meals, having time to make meals, or having time to even think of a meal. Mm-hmm. That's when eating go to bed.
What's your goal?
In January, it was to lose 47 pounds by my 48th birthday in October. So far, I only lost 3 pounds.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know what it is now. What's my new goal now?
Mm-hmm. And the weight is the only reason why you are embracing a better lifestyle.
Everyone say I look nice, I look good, and this and that, but I'm like, I still got to get these pounds off.
Gotcha.
While I was on the other program, I was taking off 2 of my medicines, the high blood pressure medicine and the cholesterol medicine.
Good.
So
you're not on any medication now?
Just a water pill.
Water pill?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Okay, all right. Yeah, sometimes I forget. You better remind me. Talk to a lot of people. What made you interested in this program?
I don't know, something new.
Something different, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah,
I'll take that. I'm here to learn.
All right, well, I definitely want to, and I would always continually say whenever I hear opportunity to share, mm-hmm. your weight is never the issue.
Right.
And if people stop focusing on that, then you will see that there won't be any time, or there won't be any period of time that you're saying there's a standstill, because you will find that your goals can be measured by a lot of different things, you know, and we don't want the scale to be the only measurement. You know, I deal with a lot of people that have to challenge themselves with dealing, working against sicknesses. And when you have a body that's out of sync,
mm-hmm.
you're internally, your organs and your systems and your cell, it has to realign itself. It has to realign itself. It has to purge itself. It has to get stronger. And while it's doing all that, you might not see any changes on the scale. And that's why you want to start there first, because you can go backwards and lose weight, and then everything internally is still out of balance. And sometimes, because weight is a symptom, sometimes when you lose weight, you sometimes and therefore lose some of the issues that you might have. Definitely, because weight is a symptom that there's generally a problem. But it makes a lot more sense to get to the foundation of finding out what's really going on, and generally it's just that your system is out of order. The organs, the cells, how it operates, it needs to be realigned, and that you can't measure by a scale. You can't measure. So when you have like a distorted colon,
mm-hmm.
that's twisted and prolapsed and caked on, you can't. There's nothing that you can measure that by mm-hmm. staying on the scale, by weight-wise. But in order for your body to generate or to use that energy properly to eliminate the excess energy, which we want to call fat, that colon needs to be aligned properly. You know, a properly aligned, healthy colon makes for a healthier body. So if people can just really center their minds around internal health, it makes a big deal as to how you progress, because getting healthier will never stop at that point, because now you are maintaining proper function of an organic being, of an organic body. Well, as you said, you may mention there's the definitely the key. A lot of times people share some of the same goals, or I'm sorry, they do share some of the same goals, but when I give a report on their meals, a lot of times you find that they have some of the same things that people are pretty common. So that 30 minutes upon waking up, definitely I encourage you to do that too. I also encourage you to find that 3-hour time period to eat within each other. You're there here and there, but what happens is consistency pays off. Consistency pays off, and that's where you have to have a plan.
That's one of my bad habits.
Right,
I think
right,
that's
right.
All of our one of our habits.
We're going to,
being
we're going to get a
that was the number one.
Being
consistent.
Yeah, Cheetos.
I had a Snickers last week. I did have one.
But that's all at one snack. 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yes.
Right.
You wanted transparency.
Right.
Transparency.
Thanks,
appreciate you writing it down.
That's why, and this is the reason why we're going to, I'm going to teach you something. 10 times better than a Weight Watcher.
Was that the mini meal?
Yeah, that was a mini meal. Yeah, your mini meals are interesting. And what I find is sometimes what happens is that individuals feel they make a good choice during the day, and then therefore they can have what is called
a treat.
Right. I don't believe in treats. There's no such thing as treats unless it's healthy. Because, you know, if a person say, hey, I did good, and I say, I'll give you some crack, you go, okay, that's a treat. No, if it has an ill effect to the body, you can never call it a treat. You know, that's something that we need to stop programming our children. You can't say, hey, if you do this and you do that, I'm going to give you this naughty food
as a reward
right. for you. No, that just don't really make sense. And then, therefore, that puts naughtiness being glorified. You know, so no, just keep it. There's no such thing as an unhealthy treat. It's an indulgence. That's what I like to call them. This is an indulgence.
What's a healthy snack?
Well, you know, hopefully we get to a point we have conversations that we're not going to be saying
snacks.
No, healthy.
Oh.
Because in my mind, you say, what's a snack?
It should automatically be healthy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. What should be the question is, what's an unhealthy snack?
Right.
So you know what you shouldn't eat. But automatically, if you want vitality and longevity, everything should be good for you. Good for you to be able to attain that vitality and longevity. But that takes a little bit of time.
I know, sure, because it's not hitting me right
now. Yeah, it's not.
I'm looking at you like, yeah, yeah.
Right.
So you don't have indulgences?
Right.
Sherwood, do you have indulgences?
Pizza is my indulgence.
Okay. So you do have them, but you have attained health and vitality, so your system can take that occasionally.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Do you make it yourself?
No, I wish I did. You know, I have embarked upon doing a pizza dish myself. It turned out pretty good, but it's just taking the time to do so. It becomes a lot easier. You know, I work a lot. And so I make choices that's going to give me the energy, you know, but then time becomes not necessarily a challenge, but for me, I'm not the food preparer in my household, so therefore eat what is given to me.
I think it's important for me to know that you're human and that you have those indulgences because it makes it more attainable. Lofty, but attainable.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I tell people, you know, I'm the most average guy in my mind, you know, but then there are sometimes there's what is called average that you look at general population and saying what's average. And then there's what I want to say, balanced, you know, and sometimes they conflict because now the average has dropped and, you know, plummeted, you know. It's like I may be superhuman, you know, with some of the choices I make compared to what people make in their choices in general,
right.
You know. So, but no, I have alcoholic indulgences, not alcoholic, but alcoholic.
Transparency.
Right. I mean, I like my look, but you know, but when I, this is not something that I have to have or anything like that. But in case I do, you know, I know how to make my own juice. Though I make my own juice, and then I add, you know, a little vodka. I mean, add a little vodka to it, and then I like my X-rated fusion liquor, you know. And the guys, you know, they probably call it a concoction. I put the concoction together, and it's tasty, you know. But it's not something that I have to have.
It's not something that you have daily.
Right, exactly, yeah. You know. But in case I do have something, I know what I'm going to go to. I'm going to make my own, bring my own
a
juice.
Drink?
Or healthier.
A healthier.
Right, a healthier drink. But I don't encourage people to necessarily follow me all the time. You know, but there's other things I don't do. I don't eat candy. I don't eat chocolate bars. I love cookies and cakes, but I like making my own. So if I make cookies, I like getting my cookies in there. I think I share. You learn to find different stores that have these different snacks, you know, different healthier snacks, you know. And that's really what baseline is being able to choose high vibrational food instead of low vibrational food. So with that, let's get back on Barbara. We want to get snacks in, Barbara, because it seemed like you skipped those a lot throughout here. You are getting bowel movement, so that means your body is trying to eliminate. We're not going to have that. Let's talk about the bowel movement conversation right now. But that's good.
But I've always had three or more.
That's good. And that's not. I want to also say that doesn't make sure it's a start, because if you're not eliminating the right stuff, if your body's not
eliminated,
or if it's not actually breaking down the nutrients in the food and using it, then that could be a negative thing. So just because you have it, but having one that lets you know that that's a positive thing, all you need to do is ingest the good stuff so your body can start to absorb it. So that is definitely a good sign. But yeah, you also, just looking at this, you just need a meal plan. And we're going to help you with that. You know, having a plan and a course of action will really help out with this, what I see here.
Let's pass the mic. Beatrice.
All right.
Beatrice.
Here you are.
I got your diary.
Got my diary.
What started you to create your group that you have?
What started, I have to go back a little bit further. About a year ago when I went for my regular checkup with my doctor, I explained to her I had not been feeling like myself. And after, you know, so many questions, a little interview, she determined that I was suffering from depression, and she suggested that I take an antidepressant. And I knew that that's not something I wanted to do. You know, she also suggested that I see a therapist, and, you know, I considered that as well. But I knew that I had been feeling different. I did not feel like myself, and I knew that I didn't want anything that would regulate my moods for me. And I also knew that there were other things that I could do other than take a medication. And after that appointment with her, I decided that I would do things that would make me feel better. I work from home, so I'm always at home, and you can get caught in a cycle. I can get caught in a cycle where I never leave out or don't go out as often as I should. So I decided that I would make a note to make sure to be more social, be out more. And I started walking one day a week, and that my goal was to just make sure that for a month, once a week, I would go out and walk. You know, I didn't have an amount of time or anything, and so after that time, I said, okay, I'll do it twice a week, and then three times. And, you know, each month I would add a little something on to what my goal was. And then at another month, I started seeing a personal trainer, and, you know, it was really all about my mental health. I knew that my physical health would be improved eventually, but I wasn't focusing on weight loss. I just wanted to feel better because I didn't feel good. I didn't feel like how I know I should be feeling. And when I started exercising and seeing a trainer, I felt horrible because I couldn't do a lot of the things that I felt I should be able to do. I'm not that old. I used to be very athletic. I used to be very flexible. I was a gymnast until I was 18. And so I just felt like this is not how I'm supposed to be living. You know, I'm not supposed to be sedentary. I'm not supposed to be, you know, over 100 pounds overweight. And so that's kind of how I got started. I've lost almost 70 pounds at this point. And I started the 30-30 group because I feel like as people of color, a lot of times we talk about exercise, but only in terms of weight loss. And I just knew how it made me feel, you know, how I felt. And a lot of times we don't talk about the benefits that aren't about weight loss. And so the 30-30 group was to really just to challenge, really was supposed to just be me, Barbara, and a couple other people, but to just challenge ourselves to do something every day for 30 minutes, whatever activity you choose. It doesn't have to be high intensity, just move something every day for 30 minutes. And that's how I got started. And I wanted to get off my high blood pressure medication as well. That's one thing that I'm on, and that I'd like to my doctor to take me off of that. But I want more endurance, better strength, more flexibility, and I want to know how to eat properly. I want to know what I'm eating. You know, I just want better overall health, and, you know, I know more weight loss will be part of that, but ultimately that's what I want. I want to be able to do physically whatever I feel like I want to do.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. All right. I'm looking at your diary here. You made mention that you don't necessarily, you definitely want to get healthier and have, those are very attainable goals that you made mention and commendable to. My question is, how long are you giving yourself?
I don't really have a time limit per se as to when I feel like I'll be at my ultimate goal. I feel like this is a process for me. I've been overweight my whole life. Even when I was an active person, I was bigger, you know, than everybody else generally.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when I was a cheerleader, I was bigger than everybody else,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, but I was, you know, very active, but I still was conscious of that.
Gotcha.
And so I don't know if I don't really have a time limit. I don't have a vacation or anything.
Good.
I just want to be continuing to make progress.
Good.
You know.
Good. I noticed you had some very interesting moves that was going
this,
on.
Okay,
so let me ask you this question. Was there any revelations that you had when you actually start writing down your food?
Well, my revelations were more about my mood than my food. There were some revelations in there as well. But this has been a kind of a trying time. My mother's been sick recently, and so my time is not all my own like it used to be, you know. And so I'm doing a lot of time running back and forth. I'm spending the night with her 4 nights a week. My sister and I are, you know, taking turns, and so there's some family, also some family dynamics that go into why my moves are so,
gotcha.
You know.
Okay. Right away, you need to increase your water intake.
Yeah, I noticed that as well.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
And you also need to have a little bit of good choices to start your day off. You know, I see pumpkin, oat muffin, orange thing going on.
Well, actually, that's not actually as bad as it sounds. There's no white flour in it, no white sugar. I make it myself. So it's not like a store-bought or it's pumpkin, like in a can, and pumpkin.
Is that can?
Yeah, I know. I see you looking.
Processed pumpkin.
But I just wanted to say that it's not like a bakery muffin. That's not. It is made out of oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Yes.
Oatmeal and pumpkin out of a can. That's what he's doing over here.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not as bad as it sounds.
Well, there's no butter, no fat, no white sugar, and no white flour. So it's better than you were initially thinking, I believe.
It's better than a Dunkin' Donut.
Exactly. Exactly.
Crispy cream.
Yeah, it's not that. So
it has a high vibration. I like high vibrational foods. Definitely, that's a plus. Remember this, I may mention last week. Every time we do this, put that hand to the mouth, that's your opportunity to make a choice. And recognizing whether or not that choice is going to attain or help us attain our ultimate goal is what we have to be very transparent about. Every time you do this, put that hand to that mouth, have something in it, in a spoon, whatever, you got to ask yourself, is this going to help me reach my goal? And in order to reach my goal, I need to make sure I eat high vibrational foods. I make sure that I eat foods that the body can communicate with. I want to make sure I not do things that come out of a can. I want to step away from that as much as possible, no matter what it is. I don't care if it's tuna, beans, anything that come out of a can. Your body is absorbing this metal that it doesn't need. And then therefore, you'd be surprised some of the stuff that they used to make some of this. I mean, there used to be a study that, and I think this explains why there's such a barrage of youths confused about their gender. There was a study that showed that in the plastic and in the food and in the canned goods that there were chemical gender-bending chemicals in these plastics, in the can, and in the food. Plastic bottles that were given to children, in the food. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff can pass through.
Actually, someone actually sent a question for you. One of my clients wanted me to ask you something exactly related to that. We were talking about how it seems that men seem to be a little more
feminine.
Yes.
And women a little bit more masculine.
Yes, and she told me to ask you just that actual question.
Well, I'm glad that answered it then, because that is in the food. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody, any issue, any problem that you can bring to the table, I guarantee you it's food related. I don't care if it's relationship. I don't care if it's sexual. I don't care if it's mental. I don't care if you feel like you having bipolar. I don't care if it's gender related. A lot of it stems from your food. You are what you eat. And understanding the food has that power, and this is the one thing that a person does every day. If I'm some sort of bad person, then I'm going to use that to my advantage. I'm going to put something in your water. I'm going to put something in your food. I'm going to put something in your air to be able to have changes. So understand that first and foremost. Everybody does not have your best interest at hand. And there are people out here that want to harm other people to elevate themselves. So keep that in mind. You know, that's not a conspiracy whatsoever. It's just plain. It makes sense if you're just trying to get in front or get ahead. It's the food chain. You can be at the bottom of the food chain, the top of the food chain, and you can change where you're at by changing people's food. It's pretty powerful. So yes, the onflux of gender changing. There is studies that have shown there are gender bending chemicals that started from the plastic bottles given to children, to the milk that we want to give our children. Instead of the breast milk, we want to give them Similac. What is that stuff made of? Where did it come from? Are you getting it from the pig, or I'm sorry, the cow, that you're using a lot of hormones? You're messing up a lot of hormones. The hormones for animals is not the same hormones for people. And you are therefore, genetically manipulating a lot of things, and that's why a lot of reasons why these kids are a little confused. That stuff that they eat, and then we start giving food that they shouldn't be eating really early on in age. You know, let alone they walking around drinking the crack and eating the crack, that pop and potato chips. We don't know what all that is. Don't know. All we know is that it makes the system jump around. So, but it is it's so dumb. Change your diet. That's my famous three words. Change your diet to resolve anything. So, just getting back to your choices here, you're pretty busy too.
And you laughed at me.
Yeah, you are.
Our group is, some of us in the group are doing Meatless March. So I'm kind of busy because I'm trying different things.
Right.
All
right.
Combined.
All stuff, Sam, is this like you're not within the day?
We've agreed that fish is
not meat for the purpose of this Thursday challenge. For the purpose of our challenge.
y'all be living later on. Anything that has eyes that can give forth another.
Okay, we understand that.
This is
our better food than the pig.
This
is my first time ever trying to.
Say meatless then. Y'all need to change a different name. Don't give yourself more credit than what you've done.
Well, this is my first time trying to go meatless.
And
also, it also is done. Each person can do what they feel like they're capable.
Right.
What's realistic? If you're someone who eats meat at every meal, you may be saying, okay, I won't eat meal at one meal a day.
Okay.
And so each of us is doing, you know, what we feel is a realistic goal for ourselves.
Like you'll find fish on my journal at least 3 days out of the week.
Yeah, most of us are doing that kind of fish.
All right, well, we're going to keep this moving then because... I'm going to have to
Sounds like
you.
We need a meal plan.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone. We're going to be up all
right
night
now,
going out.
Yeah, but
checking
I
our homework.
I see. The other thing that I noticed, too, you're not eating any green stuff.
I do have green stuff on there. Mm-hmm. I have sauteed greens, roasted string beans.
I saw the string beans.
I've had that a couple times because
I'm looking at green leafy. That's
green.
At green leafy. I don't see green leafy vegetation. I would love to see smoothies in your mix if you're trying to. I don't see that also because since you're being quick and busy, time-consuming, and that would be a great addition. And you can put a lot of things in your smoothie. So I don't see that going on.
Yeah, that was... Well, actually, I had been doing it for about 2 weeks.
We only talking about what's on here.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody always... You know how many times I get this?
Yeah.
I get this and people say, oh, but this wasn't the... this wasn't a really good week. You know, it's not what it normally is. And I look at them like, give me another one, another month, and I was going to have it.
But honestly, that really is not. Normally, I don't spend half of the nights away from my own
home.
No, but
what
you
choose to eat.
So that does make a difference.
But what you choose to eat is going
to
be pretty much what you choose. People, trust me on this. What you choose. You don't eat as much as, you know, whatever a person say they think they do, they may eat, they don't eat enough or as much as they think they do. And when you get another diary, you don't have another chance to have another diary. Don't worry.
Well, actually, I started the other one today. I did copy a blank page.
I'm Xerox now, so I can keep doing
it. Yeah.
If you want to, I like to be specific with my written home assignments because I'm not trying to have you to feel like you got to do this or do that. I like to have variety, and we want to keep it aligned because then, therefore, you're going to see how all this plays apart. Chauncey.
Hello.
How are you? You were not here last week. We welcome you, of course.
Thank you.
So then, therefore, I'm not expecting a diary from you. You'll be starting your diary very shortly, and you should be able to complete it. But tell us, what are your goals?
My goals are to be my optimal self by December, which is when I turn 50.
Good job. And what is optimal in your
I like to trim down my weight, really have a more healthier approach to food choices, and to have, I don't know, even just my home environment, just be more holistic and harmonious and peaceful. I consider my home my sanctuary, so when I come there, I like it to be in order and my whole life to be in order.
Do you like to cook?
I do. I used to cook on Sundays. I used to post it on Facebook, my little meals and stuff on Sundays.
Sure
I cook once still on Sunday, but now I'm here. But I'll figure it out. I cook for the week.
Oh, you cook
Sunday.
For the week? So
Many
you cook
meals.
Several meals?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea.
And little containers, and I freeze them.
Cool. All right. Well, definitely when I get a chance to look at your diary, I give you definitely my input.
Okay.
You know, and see what you got going on.
Great.
We got one last person. Keisha.
Yes.
All right. Your diary here.
I started a little late.
You started a little late?
Yeah.
All right. That's all right when you started. once again, at 30 minutes upon waking up, we definitely want to have that. Secondly, we definitely want you to get a lot more water also. You know what? I didn't pay attention to
sleeps.
Yeah, I saw there were some irregular sleep habits. I know that Beatrice was having, she just explained why her sleep restlessness may have taken place because of a lot of things on the mind. And I say, hey, you know, yoga or meditate or take time out just to think and read. You'd be surprised, you know, how much clarity you would get. I don't believe in stress or distress or none of that. There's good days and there's not so good days. And it's up to you whether you want to call a not so good day a not so good day. But it still was good. It just wasn't as good as your good days. You know, so it's up to you how you want to be affected by anything. You know, there's always a question and then there's generally an answer. And when you don't have a good answer to that question, it usually poses you to find another answer. And sometimes we are not so quick to try to find answers to these questions, and then that's what causes confusions. So whatever questions, whatever challenges you have, just keep seeking. Seek and you shall find. And keep that in mind and relax. You know, there's always an answer to some things, and some things may be out of your control and you're not supposed to answer. So that's just, I'm just giving you that just encouragement. But yes, we want to make sure we have some proper sleep habits. And so I'll definitely take another look at that because yours looks to be a little broken too, Barbara.
Mine definitely is.
Yeah, so that's a big issue. I find people. And 6 is good, you know, when you get over 40, 6, 7 is good, I would think. But a lot of people deal with a lot of broken sleep. They wake up during the night. They're not having restful sleep. And I'm going to tell you this, and then we're going to continue. We're going to talk to Keisha. Is that sometimes the food that we eat, especially if it's a meat in it, you have meat, you are ingesting the soul of an animal that could have been tortured, butchered, suffering, anxiety. The animal has been separated from its family, living in quarters that's right on top of one another. This animal has a soul, and that soul could be troubled. It could be a troubled soul. And as that animal passes on or killed, murdered, all that that animal's possessing at that time could be passed on into this flesh. And we turn around and eat it. And we want to, you know, we want to wonder why people are crazy out here shooting one another. Because, you know, you give a dog gunpowder, he's going to be mad. You give people chemicals, they're going to be mad too. And if you give them animals that have been mutilated and just offended, it, you know, there was any type of ethic, man, you can receive that soul and it can be unsteady within yourself too. So keep that in mind as you make these food choices. So Keisha, 30 minutes upon waking. So I heard, know you heard that. More water. And well, before I look over this, Keisha, tell us what brings you here. What makes you get involved with this particular program?
Just trying to get more educated. I've did a lot of different types of programs, Weight Watchers, did Atkins, South Beach, everything. Lost weight, always gained it back. So I'm at a point, this last time, I just want this to, I know that this has to be a lifestyle change for me. This, it's no more up and down. I have to quit focusing on pounds, which we kind of discussed earlier, and just be a more healthier me. I want to be toned. I want to lose body fat. I want to, you know, gain muscle. I want to just completely make what everything is a habit as far as, you know, my food choices, exercising. Everything is just a habit versus feeling like it's homework or it's, you know what I mean, something, it's a chore or, oh man, I got to go exercise.
Or a duty. Yeah.
Or a duty. I want it to, you know, just to be a habit, to be automatic, which I think for it to be like that, you have to be educated in every aspect of health and wellness so that you know you're making the right choices and it's just automatic for you. So I've lost like 40 pounds basically through Weight Watchers. But now I'm trying to get to a point, like I said, to get completely off of just focusing on those pounds. I'm addicted to the scale every day. I do that within 30 minutes.
Yeah,
you
get on and get on the scale.
I do.
That's what I do.
I use the bathroom. I get on the scale. I want to see where I'm at, but I don't know if it's a good thing or I don't know if it's a bad thing because it does keep me at a point where I'm not. If I gain a couple pounds, I'm like, okay, slow down. You're doing something wrong or whatever. And I know it's not all about pounds. It's about, you know, like you said, how you feel on the inside. I mean, sometimes you lose an inches or whatever, but I just know I have to completely make a lifestyle change so that I can be healthy in every aspect. I don't want to be popping no pills. I'm not now, thank God. But, you know, I've had minor surgeries recently, you know, different things that I just want to feel better about myself.
Good, good, good. And do you have any physical goals number-wise? I know people threw out some numbers. If you don't, that's fine too.
Well, right now I'm like 172 pounds. I would like to be like 145. But, you know, my mindset has become, there's no time limit on it at this point. And once I get down to the 172, I'm like, eventually I will get there. But I want to get everything else in order. And I know eventually I will get to the 145.
Good, good, good. And just to make mention, and I will reiterate this, because the scale thing is, it can be a very much a detriment to anyone that's trying to reach a goal. If you are chained to that scale, that would be a big disappointment, man. I'm telling you, I don't even know how much I weigh. You know, I'm not concerned about how much I weigh. Just like the animals and the you
know,
really they're
not concerned.
You don't really
understand
this.
I understand.
I didn't care how much I weighed, but now that I've gained the weight, it matters.
Yeah, but it matters only because you have been told that the health is measured by your weight.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, because I can take an individual and I can put them through a training. And if I put them through a training and they lose, let's say they lose 10 pounds of fat,
mm-hmm.
and they put on 5 pounds of muscle, the scale only shows a 5-pound loss.
Right.
That 5 pounds of muscle is a big deal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You put on 5 pounds of muscle.
And I think I'll actually be fine with that. Like if I was 172 what I am right now and I was muscle versus you know, I know I have fat, but I would be perfectly okay with that.
So now, once again, then that's why I say we don't use a scale. We worry about body fat then.
When we talk about society and how we're judged, and I cried the last time I went to the doctor a few months back because my doctor told me I was morbidly obese.
Oh, yeah. BMI, probably.
Yes. Yeah. And so that's the scale that they use, mm-hmm. and that's mm-hmm. the indication of good health. And so, of course, the association is, oh, my God.
Of course. And that's why I say that we need to start to get educated and stop using some of these failed programs and failed ideologies. Calorie is a farce. Counting it, it don't make no sense. Being measured.
News.
Yeah.
Right.
It don't make no sense. Being measured by a scale as far as your health. BMI. I'm overweight on the BMI. If I did a weight, I'm like, are you, so it doesn't work, you know. There should be something that works for everyone.
Yeah.
And like I say, even though we are different, but we are very much the same. So whatever program that I use, if it's about being healthy or having vitality and longevity, then therefore I should be able to teach to my children, and they should be able to gain that.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can teach it to my children, they gain good health and vitality and longevity, I should be able to share it with my friend. They should be able to gain that. We have to get out that mindset that there are certain things or certain foods that you can eat just to lose weight. You got to get that mindset just to lose weight, because that's really going to really be an inhibiting factor. So I'm always constantly share that. But looking at your, I know you say you didn't have a completed one, so you only have a couple of days, about 4 days here. See, skinny is your friends, any cows, cookie, ice cream, popcorn.
It's not as bad as the other stuff.
That you could
like,
get.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's how people get it.
That's how you've been brainwashed.
That's how you're right. And that's why you all have all constant weight issues, because the body only put on weight for a couple of reasons, and one of the main reasons is that you're eating the wrong type of food. Then the other reason, you're eating too much of the wrong type of food, and the body don't know what to do with it, you know, and the body will burn off that food for a couple of reasons, or burn out that fat for a couple of reasons, being active and eating the right type of food throughout the day. And automatically the body's going to release that stored energy. That's just how easy it is. And, you know, I make it sound simplistic, but once we start to break it down, you're going to understand this on a very minute scale that is going to be like, wow, this makes really a lot of sense, you know. But and next week, I'm going to share, I guess, I seem like I will have to share what the healthy meal plan looks like, what the menu looks like, so y'all have a good idea. Grits, cheese. She said she had a few strawberries. Grapes. And these are people you did, and this is a surprise because you said you did Atkins, you did Weight Watchers,
mm-hmm.
you did.
I probably did some.
I've done all of it.
Lemonade,
Southeast.
Diet, Cabbage,
right.
I haven't done the Nutrisystem, Jenny Craig, but I've done all the other stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
So when I see a bowl of grits with cheese with Diet Pepsi for breakfast, I'm like, which program taught you that?
But
that
was your own indulgence.
Yeah.
It was just a bowl.
It's a snack.
All right. Well,
That's how I work for
me. Well, I'm going to give it to you right now. I was just checking out Keisha. So our written home exercise for next week is creating 7 dinners, 7 lunch, and 7 breakfast. I want 7 choices for dinner, lunch, and breakfast. All right, and with that, I want them to be what you would consider to be. I want you to consider that to be healthy choices.
Does that mean our snacks can be unhealthy? I'm teasing.
I'm not going to.
High vibrational food.
Okay.
Yeah, high vibrational food. You can do some research. You can look online, but a lot of times what really is the challenge is just finding 7 things that you find to be good to eat for yourself. I want to see them. I want to see what you, your best thing. I want you to have the mindset. If you didn't have nothing to worry about, no money, I don't want you to go home and look in your cupboard and pick out 7 things.
Oh, so you don't want to necessarily eat them. You just want to create it.
I ain't worried. I just want to see. Oh. There is nothing in life. Sky's you the hit. This. Sky's the limit. You didn't have to worry about anything. All you have to worry about was feeding yourself and to live. There, money wasn't an issue. Time wasn't an issue. Preparation. Nothing. Was it all you have. Everything you need. What 7 good choices you say that you would choose if you want to be healthy? If you want to have that. You're feeding yourself a longevity and vitality. I don't want any duplicates. So no duplicates from your 7 choices. So that means if you have, let's say, a meat and rice. You can't change the meat and do rice again. And think that's another meal.
That's what we do.
Right. That's not a meal. I want variety. I'm looking for 7 choices. There's a lot of food out here, people. So I need for you to dig down. And if you don't have them in the top of your head, great. Because you don't have them in the top of your head. I want you to dig down and give me 7 choices. And no duplicates. And I want the choices to be, I hate using these words, but I have to use it right now because we haven't go through a total education as far as what I consider education. Want to be a protein, a carb, fruit, and or vegetable. Okay? So we're going to use that for right now. We're going to stop using it because I don't like that division of food to be able to call it proteins and carbs and stuff like that. But to make it easy for you all to understand without going through this long explanation, let's think about a protein, a carb, with the fruit and or vegetable for each meal, okay? And I have also want to introduce what is called TFH, all right? TFH are transitional food habits, okay? That's what we're going to have. Our first transitional food habit is going to be to eliminate dairy from the diet.
Nope. No yogurts?
Our first transitional food habit will be to eliminate dairy from the diet, and we're going to only have it to one day.
Okay. I agree.
So we're eliminating dairy
from your diet.
Completely. Except one day?
Except one day.
Except one day.
Except
okay.
one day.
So 6 days a week.
6 days a week.
6 days a
week. One day you choose to have dairy. Now, reason why, if there was one thing that I could eliminate out this world,
you'd be a cow.
It would be, no, then I'd be a cow.
Dairy.
Dairy, oh, dairy product.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Is the most mucus forming food that you can possibly eat. Dairy. It's nothing but it's the mucus of the cow. That's all it is. It's the mucus. That's the reason why you drink it and you snot. And you get. That's why you get medication. Medication tell you don't drink milk with it. It's just it's phlegm. It's hard for you. You get this. You spitting up. You know, it's what it is.
Nah, I don't want it no more.
Yeah, it's just so dairy.
That way,
you know, dairy is mucus forming.
Cow pus.
I mean, whatever. It's just. We are the only mammals in the world that drinks dairy. Cows don't even drink cow milk. We're the only mammal in the world that even every mammal now starts from the breast of the mother and drink milk. But the mother do not drink milk in order to make breast milk.
Right.
All right? That's milk. Healthy milk from healthy food, and the mother gives the child, and the child's supposed to be on that milk for years, actually. This couple of month thing that folks are doing these days are crazy. But it's supposed to be for years that the child's supposed to be on this breast milk and fully supplied. That's what all the mammals do. Now, after a certain time period, that babe doesn't do any more milk in real world, except humans, all right? We're the only humans that drink the milk of another mammal because in all the other mammals, every single mammal now feed their child breast milk, but they don't give the breast milk to another mammal. We're the only one to do that. So we drink milk of another animal, and we continue to drink milk even after our baby stages. I don't understand. There's not one study or not one reason why anybody can give me why I drink milk. It used to be you get calcium. Go do your studies. You throw that out the water. You do not get calcium from drinking milk. We are the most milk-drinking folks, milk-eating folks, and we, the United States, have more osteoporosis than anyone in the world. Broken bone, bone disease all the time. So it don't give you calcium. And like I said, if that's the case, then the animals in the wild should be having broken bones all the time too. No. So you don't, and that's what they add vitamin D to the milk, because that's the only way they said the body can absorb the calcium that the milk can have unless vitamin D is present. Well, I mean, the healthiest vitamin D is the sun. So adding it to your milk is not helping the body to absorb it, to make the bones strong. No. Your bones do not get strong by drinking milk. That's a lie. Mm. And no one can give. If you think you can, please, anybody listening, please send me something at my website or my email address.
Are we going to talk about the homework that we had from last week?
We are going to get a chance to touch on that. I would like to talk about that next week. You know, we went around, so we definitely going to talk about the food habits. But what I will do for transitional habits, whatever you provided as a challenge, I think we had the habits that you have, all right? I want you to take those habits that you have. I want you to look at them real quick and say how often, think about how often you perform these particular habits and split them in half.
Oh, okay.
Whatever habit you have presently, split them in half. For instance, like, what is one of your habits?
Half-assing my workout.
Okay. How often?
Maybe towards the end of the week when I'm just feeling like I'm drained, and then I'm just going through the motions.
Of your workout?
Yeah.
All right. So if you had to put, how many workouts is that?
Well, currently I'm doing close to 10. So probably four of them are less than what they should be.
Okay, so let's mentally say, all right, I know four workouts during the out the 10 are not hitting it. I need to split that in half. I only want two of those not hitting it. Mm-hmm. I need to focus on and make only two of those not hitting it. The other two, I need to step it up. So whatever it is, like three of Beatrice, what was one of your habits?
Well, one of mine was eating too late.
Mm-hmm.
Before I go to bed, just kind of trying to manage my time better, schedule my food better, and to drink more water. One of the habits was that I don't drink enough water.
Okay, so we know, and once again, I want you to kind of physically put a number or be specific
okay.
about it. So if you're saying, hey, listen, I'm not drinking water 7 days out of the week, I'm like really low in my water intake. Well, you know what? I'm going to cut that in half. Only 3 days,
okay.
3.5 days, I'm going to only allow my water intake
to be low.
The other 3.5, I'm on top of it.
Okay.
I'm cutting all my habits in half.
Like,
so you have identified.
Preparing meals.
Like, so then, out of how many days of the week?
Laughing.
Okay, so if you say for the full week you prepare no meals, and that's a habit, then you have to say, you know what, 3 days out this week, I'm coming up, I'm going to prepare a meal.
Ooh.
Look at your habits, find out what your habits are specifically, and cut it in half, okay? So we're going to talk about that next week. We're going to be on our habit trip, okay? So we have the transitional food habit of cutting your foods in half, your habits in half,
mm-hmm.
and also
the dairy.
Eliminating dairy to 1 day a week. All right. So
that's butter, cheese, all that.
That's all
yeah.
dairy.
All dairy. 1 day a week.
How do you feel about imitation? You know, the
mm-hmm.
it's not dairy.
Okay.
Anything that's dairy, that's not dairy.
Okay.
Anything dairy coming from the cow.
Okay.
So yeah. So we want to, and if you can just jot down when you do. If you can, you outside that 1 day a week, just write it down. Keep it in your diary. Write it down. And that means you got to pay attention to your baked goods and what's in it. All right. So your baked goods, you need to pay attention to what and what's in it.
Oh, wow.
All right. Eggs.
Bread.
Milk.
So that will count as your dairy.
Eggs is
dairy.
Dairy.
So.
Eggs, milk. So I want you to write it down whenever you step out of that 1 day. 1 day, fine. We ain't trying to load up on that one day, but
okay, that's
what
I'm going to do. Yogurt eggs,
right? Right.
There's a lot of breads out here without. I mean, spelt bread is the best bread. Oh, I share. I share.
Ezekiel bread
is a good bread. I've shared you all with my grocery list.
Oh, okay.
So I gave you all the grocery list. The handouts for this week are the grocery list, which you can download from my site at simpleandgood.net. If you go to simpleandgood.net and click download, you can download this grocery list. If you go to SherwoodAGrant.com, I also handed you two handouts. Top 10 exercise answers and pro tips for a flat tummy. Both of these articles are on my website also. Very good articles. Top 10 answers. How can you lose weight? How can I reduce my gut? What's more important, diet or exercise? Do you have to work out every day? If I work out and get in shape, then stop. Will my muscle turn to fat? What's the best time of day to exercise? Is walking as good as jogging? Am I too old or too young to exercise? If I lift weights, will I get too bulky? And what's the deal with sets and reps? These are the questions on exercise answers. And with the pro tip for flatter tummy, there are eight tips that I'm giving centered around nutrition, the ratio, timing, quantity and quality, slight energy deficiency, consistency, weight training, and cardiovascular training. I want you to look at those. We're just going to touch on them next week, too. We're going to look at some of those things, but definitely you can go on my website and read those articles also. That about comes to the end of our time. Any questions?
I have a question. Is there what website would you suggest to order? I see on here you said try some stores that may have some online shopping for some of these items. For example, like meal, like cornmeal, things like that. Sometimes you can't find them depending on what store you're in. Like I don't live near a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods, you know.
So I suggest that if you don't live near the stores that provide the foods, then make a time out to, mm-hmm. you know, to go to them. Mm-hmm. That's all. This makes it easy. You know, it's like a hairdresser. A lot of people don't live near to you to come get their hair done.
They don't.
But if they really like what you do, mm-hmm. they
yeah.
find you and they come to you. It's so the same thing about yourself for your body. You know, I know from here to wherever your destination is, you're going to pass a Whole Foods and a Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so start
well,
to look
I had one this week
plan.
Already, but I was
right.
looking to see if there were some other options.
Well, I don't want to necessarily get out any website per
oh, okay.
se right
okay.
now. Many of the foods, I want to make it easy. Many
okay.
of the foods, especially on my grocery list, you can get it from Trader Joe's and Whole Foods easily.
Okay.
You can find them. So there are options. The list that I gave you follows the option. There's no meat on this particular grocery list, and there's no white flour, white sugar, or dairy also. So if you
mm-hmm.
use any of these items on here, and you'll be able to find all of them, you know, and so we're going to see. We'll see how
okay.
well you do. You're going to be able to notice a difference, too, but I'm not going to tell you everything. You know, but next week I want you, and like I said, I really want you to jot down when you do have out dairy outside that day, because realistically you might not. We'll see. You know, we'll see what your what they usually say a person need to have. What's the word? Look for Chauncey. Willpower.
Willpower.
Yeah, willpower. You know, sometimes I challenge that, and I don't necessarily need willpower. I just need a purpose. You just need a goal. That's all. Set yourself a goal. It's only 1 week. Set yourself other goals. Let's see. Let's see how you do. Let's see how often you step outside of that goal. Because if you don't succeed, then it's fine. You know.
You asked us if we had a numerical goal and it was tied to a time frame. In your opinion, is that important?
Well, I think that you should have short-term goals. That's why I asked. I would like to see or hear short-term goals. So
okay.
you can say, hey, you know what? Let me put my best foot forward to reach this goal. And I want to be able to give you a lot of the tools that's needed to reach the goal. And then, therefore, you'll find that your short-term goal was a lot easier attainable than what you thought. And then, therefore, your short-term goal can be a long-term life habit. That's how it should work. You know, so, but I want you to mentally, this is all the short-term and having some specific goals in mind, that's only going to mentally stimulate you to stay focused, because you have this particular goal, this particular time period. Stay focused and do these particular things. We're not talking about just do any old thing, because you got some programs that have you do anything and guarantee you can get some results. Fine. You know, you might get those results, but you're going to be, you know, you're going to find yourself back in a bad situation later on. I want to present to you a way to steal. I want that steal mindset of, hey, I got a particular goal. I want to get my best foot forward in this particular time. And I want to be able to give you these tools that even afterwards, you're like, wow, I can still use this for the rest of my life and continue to receive gold. All right. So keep that in mind. Well, I thank you once again for coming out to What You Got to Lose talk show, where knowledge is power and active knowledge is revolutionary. Being your host, holistic trainer, Sherwood Grant. You can definitely check me out online, SherwoodAGrant.com. Like I say, the What You Got to Lose talk show Facebook page should be active and live by tomorrow. You can definitely share some of your comments there. And I appreciate you all. And you all have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me.
Standing up or sitting down, if your feet are on the ground, what you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Think about it.
As you live from day to day, the choices are yours to make. What you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Come on now.
Keep your head up to the sky and do more than just survive. What you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Do it for me.
What you got to lose?
Tell me, tell me.
Tell me what you got to lose. What you got to lose? Can you dig it?
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Say that one time.
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Can you tell me what you got to lose?